It's time for another glance through the designer blinds in the rec room out to the world around us with noted Nerf bowler, self-taught electrolysis technician, and psychic hiker, Dr. Bud Natural.
Call me Bud, okay?
Okay, Bud. And now here's Bud with another Nature Minute.
Today's letter is from 92-year-old Ethel Ethelred of Chump, Ohio. She writes, Dear Dr. Natural, call me Bud, Ethel, okay? Okay. Dear Bud, I'm so worried about garbage. There's so much garbage. When I was a little girl, we had garbage, but it would rot. Nowadays, everything is plastic, and it doesn't rot, but it still stinks. Now they're building another landfill near the rest home. It stinks. All these stinky plastic bags full of stinky plastic jugs. I read in my Gray Panther newsletter that they're making plastic that rots. Degradable, they call it. Will all this garbage degrade? I'm worried the landfill will cover the shuffleboard court eventually. Signed, Ethel Ethelred. Well, dear Eds, some things are biodegradable. That means that little things grow and eat those things. Then 10 trillion little bacterial farts later, you've got stink, the end product of rot. Plastic is not biodegradable. It does not rot. It does not stink, but it does not last forever. All plastic is degradable. That is, it will degrade, but not via bacterial farts. Something more cosmic is necessary. Sort of a solar fart will do the trick, Ets. When the sun goes supernova, eventually, the mega-hot plasma shockwave will degrade every scrap of plastic on Earth, and it should clear that shuffleboard court off lickety-split. Plus, Ets, since the blast will sweep away Earth's atmosphere, there will be no stink. There's no stench in a pure vacuum. So, throw away your Glade air fresheners, Ets. This is Bud Natural, and that's another Nature Minute. Let's enjoy the planet, okay?
It's time for another...